Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
From a Professor Ware convention here on Parallel Earth, where William Liverscore is a young happy fellow, Patrick Shovelton is a virgin, Tom Butcher is teetotal, Peter David's dad has had enough oxygen, Colin Candlestick Maker eats salads, and Sylvester Quavers is always falling up and showing us his cock. We present a wheezing groaning sound. The only Doctor Who podcast in existence. My name is John Rain, and joining me are two men who are never afraid to get their hairy ones out as soon as it gets warm. It's Paul Lister and Tom Meenan.
Oh dear.
So make sure you drill down on your knowledge. And why not order a box set off of Amazon Prime Ord?
Very nice.
As they are selling like hot cakes. It's
good.
Time we extinguish this inferno.
Oh my God. Well done.
But Paul, what was on?
What was on?
Telly. Okay, well, it's Saturday the 13th of June now. Oh, June. We've moved on to June 1970. Doctor Who, said far, has been on. Every single episode has been on at 5:15. Uh-huh. Well, not now. It's on at 5:25. The hell's going on?
Oh, so you have to watch 10 minutes of something else.
10 minutes more grandstand, bloody grandstand. Oh. Well, let's find out, because programmes began. Because we've been going in this sort of lovely little logic sequence of actual dates in a row. We don't start with Silver Play, though.
Oh.
But just before that is Square 2.
Square 2.
18, Vector Change.
No idea.
You remember Square 2, 18 Vector.
You'd,
I remember
your
all
alarm
the kids
for that.
Were saying it when
big,
I was young.
Big fan.
Yeah.
Vector Change. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, after that was Silver Play, about 28. Mm-hmm. An invitation to speak French.
Nice.
And after that was Wie bitte, programme 28, German for beginners. Then at 10:45, you're in for a treat, boys. It was the Trooping of the Colour. Queen, never happier, is she, at the Trooping of the Colour?
Loves it.
Hates every other animal, but horses. Loves them.
They're the best of all the animals. They're
best of all the animals.
Likes cows, but loves horses.
Yeah, but she likes kicking them on a horse. That's the thing.
Yeah.
You see her face at every Trooping. It's the only time she cracks a smile. She's dead now, by the way.
Yeah,
the Queen, she died. Shit.
When was that?
Last week, I think.
Oh, that's a shame.
She was doing a charity thing with Noel Edmonds. It went wrong.
God, Edmonds is a pariah, isn't he?
Edmonds. Edmonds!
Not again.
Yeah, he killed her. Trooping the Colour. Only 10:45 to 12:15. That's not long for Trooping of the Colour.
I'd imagine it was very hot.
Or was this the great heat wave of 1970?
No, that was 77. They're all wearing busbies and stuff, aren't they?
Yeah.
So they probably can't do it.
Yeah, and you've got the dragoons and the
dragons, they're called.
The dragons.
Was the queen in her bikini?
A busby bikini.
A busby bikini, a bear
skin.
She
didn't know if she's had a...
From a distance.
Please, have some
decorum. No, this is the 70s. Queen used to sit in a bikini at these.
70s meant that they had big bushes, didn't
they? Well, that's what we're trying to say. With a bikini with a busby.
I thought you were saying you'd been shaved.
A bikini line. No, the Queen would never shave.
No.
She wouldn't. She would never have done that. No. Never have done that. She would have a full on.
Big old bush.
Big old Queen Diddy.
Motherfucking bush.
And there's the Queen's big old motherfucking bush there.
Looking resplendent.
Looking wonderful there in the morning dew.
When Nicholas Mitchell finally snaps.
I wish he'd show me a fucking big bush.
The day Paddington Nicholas Mitchell snaps. Yeah.
Nicholas.
Nicholas Mitchell, look at King Charles's hands. Imagine what his cock looks like.
Nicholas, let us in the studio. And he's barricaded his way in, broadcasting to the nation.
I've been saving this up, but I'll tell you, I can fart the national anthem. You hear it awkwardly moving around, and then it's just kind of a...
Yeah, the end.
I did it yesterday.
For God's sake, someone cut him off!
He's standing down, is that, though, isn't he?
He is.
Is he? He's just had enough.
Yeah. Who's going to take over?
He knows Charles hates him.
Yeah. Well, he knew that youngster, didn't he, when he was in the snow?
Can't bide that awful man.
Shit.
Is it Jenny Bond now? Would it be Jenny Bond?
She was, so she's already done it.
She's done it.
Often trot her back in whenever there's a new thing to always sit in her library in Harpenden or something. Well, I think they're all wonderful.
Okay, mark my words. Jill Dando probably do it.
Probably going to do it.
Yeah.
That's what your money's on. Yeah. Personally, I think the new Jenny Bond should be Idris Elba.
That's lovely.
Yeah. Nice that you've done
nice.
That.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be lovely.
Judi Dench.
Lovely Judi Dench.
Judy will do it. Judy.
She does Money Supermarket adverts.
She does do the Money Supermarket 7. She's done quite a few of them.
Yeah. Money Supermarket 7. I want you to save us more money.
Do you know what I love? More A-list Hollywood A-listers doing Warburton ads. Just
why?
More, please.
Why is
it really strengthens their careers,
do
I
O.J.
think.
Simpson, didn't they? Hi, I'm Warburton.
How did that start?
Where did it begin?
Was it George Clooney was the first one to
do it? I think so, yeah.
That's Nespresso, isn't it?
Yeah, but he did Warburton as well.
Oh, did he?
The Muppets did it first, maybe.
Oh, yeah, the Muppets were part of the Giant Crumpets.
An early on one.
Yeah.
De Niro did one.
Yes, Stallone did as well.
For God's sake.
I'm O.J. Simpson. I'm going to show you how to cut open the crumpet and get away with it.
That's a guilt hiccup.
I like the fact that, like, C-list, D-list, English, they're not involved.
No.
They go straight to the top of the Hollywood tree.
Warburton.
Like, just imagine, like, they're going to get Tom Cruise at some point. Like, hanging onto the end of a pikelet or something.
Why not Foggy from Last of Summer?
Why not Foggy from Last of Summer? Come on. Why not Rusty Lee?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Actually, I'm gluten intolerant, so. You know. Why none of that?
But it's now the gag now, right? So whoever they get next, they have to keep on one-upping it. So
you know what they'll do now? Because they'll be out of touch. It'll be like Darth Vader or something. Like, and he's trying to put a crumpet through his mouthpiece.
Yeah,
or
it's a toast rack. He uses that little bit on the front is a toast rack.
So comes out. Oh, yeah. Fuck, that'll happen as well. And they use a lightsaber to slice the toast. Yeah. Oh!
The lad who played The Flash, because he's kind of cancelled now, isn't he?
Oh, there's Ezra Miller.
He can do it.
Throttle a loaf of bread.
Well, why don't they get William Shatner? He'd do it. You could have the Shatner one.
Great.
Imagine that. He'd do the Marmite manoeuvre in. Like the
Corviknight
manoeuvre.
Of all the... You
could have fought a giant loaf of bread.
Yeah, you go. What's he going to say? What's he going to say? Instead of calm, it's going to be something else to do with
muffin.
Can't be muffin. You've not thought that through, Tom.
Barn bread.
No, it needs to be one word.
Cob.
Yeah. Bap. That's what it is. Yeah.
Wrath of Bap.
The Wrath of Bap. There you go.
Someone's going to get paid.
So if you are listening...
12 figures.
If you are listening to the boffins at Warburton, we'd like a cut of that.
From literally hell's like heart, a slice I beg for you.
Yeah, from hell's heart, I stab butter on thee.
Nice.
Yeah. Mm. And then bap. It's all there. It's all there. I'm just saying. Anyway, that was Trooping of the Colour. Yeah. After that was, of course, closed down.
Of course.
Christ's sake. Only for an hour this time, and then BBC woke up at 1:15 for Grandstand, bloody Grandstand, straight up to Doctor Who again. This time at 5:25. It's like 10 minutes later, because it's probably a bit scarier now.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Oh, that might be it.
Ten minutes closer to the 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
But only 10 minutes.
10 minutes
is
scarier.
Is that the difference between a boob and a nipple? Is that? It's just,
yes,
it's just
yeah,
a 10 minute
yeah.
window.
Yeah.
Who knows? This is Inferno Part 6. There is a blurb for you.
Yay.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
As Earth in the parallel world faces destruction...
Yes.
The Doctor is desperate to return to his world to warn it of the danger, but time is running out. Yeah, pretty much.
Good, that's it. That's it. Nailed it.
After that, Dad's Army.
Hey!
Dad's Army. This is brilliant. No title, but it says this. Private Godfrey's bravery has been called into question. Shitting. I was like, well, they shoot him for being a deserter.
Only one bullet. One bullet.
Like, oh, I don't really know. Shoot him!
I'm so sorry, sir. It turns out I was a Nazi.
Yeah. Do you think it's awfully wise to hang Godfrey?
What I never got when I was a kid, when I was watching Dad's Army, is that...
Well, you wouldn't have got Dad's Army, really, would you? Would you have
I was
been?
Getting a bit of Dad's Army.
In 1970?
Yeah, well, I was...
It's always repeated.
Yeah, yeah. That's true. So when I was a kid, it's been repeated. And the joke was that Jones was the really old one.
Yeah.
So I'd be watching Jones and I'd be, but Godfrey's 1,000. Yeah. Like, but Jones is the one who's like doddery and old. But obviously he isn't. He's played by like a 40-year-old man.
A younger man. Yeah.
Godfrey's like him as well from Are You Being Sad? Who's like, are you 100 now?
Yeah.
Trevor Bannister always goes, hey, yeah. And he'd just be like, I don't understand anything. Brilliant.
So I couldn't understand. They were like, oh, the joke is that man is very old. And I'd be, oh, the young sprightly man, okay, who's like moving around a lot and doing a lot of pratfalling.
Is older
than the man who can barely like, open his eyes.
Daisy Ridley's grandfather?
Is that right?
Yeah.
Grandfather Arnold Ridley. Clock.
Arnold Ridley. Yeah. Didn't
Grandfather
he write...
Clocks? Mm-hmm. Owner. Clocks. Sorry. No idea where I was going with that.
Didn't he write like a play, a famous play
or
something?
Ghost Train, yeah.
He wrote the Ghost Train.
Ghost Train.
Is that how it started?
Yeah.
Wow. Ah. Is it him on stage singing it? Ghost Train, don't get on this Ghost Train. Yeah. But it's a Ghost Train, I warned you, within this singing soliloquy. Now shut your fucking mouth on the front row, you bunch of cunts.
You could have a sitcom that is Daisy Ridley and the guy...
Is it called Ghost Train?
Dudley Dursley from Harry Potter. Oh,
yeah. Fuddy Duddy Dudley Dursley.
Yeah. It's all the famous...
As a Troughton,
they're all the famous grandfathers. Mm. Got all the grandfathers.
All my grandfathers.
Welcome back to all my grandfathers. Yeah,
there's a home, stately home, like a sort of OAP's home, and it's full of all the famous grandfathers.
Lovely.
So it's like waiting
Peter,
for God.
Peter Cushing is a cuddly grandfather with a homemade time machine. That's what he is.
Yeah, yeah.
He could be in a junkyard.
Grandfather.
Maybe.
But he would need the celebrity, the sort of more famous grandchildren to pop by every now and again as well.
Who's the most famous grandchild?
Charles? King Charles?
Pretty famous. Yeah. Pretty famous. No, but I'm thinking like in films or TV.
Films.
Little skittering shit.
I don't know.
Well, if you know of any skittering shits, we
write in with a picture of
tell us.
Courtney's anus.
Write in with a picture.
Don't send any more anus pictures, please.
And then send us a picture of your words.
Send them at a Bring 'em Bum sale.
It's just a Bring 'em Bum sale. I believe it is.
Got a totalizer. But
they used to be fascinated by that because it wasn't automated.
What, the totalizer?
Yeah, just making it up as
they
go along.
Oh, it could be anything, couldn't it? Yeah.
They'd just go, oh, this week we'll move it up a bit.
Yeah. Like, well, they'd be like, actually, move down and go, oh, we haven't got any money because they want to go to the Algarve next week.
It's fucking clock they do, the doomsday clock. Who's doing that?
Yeah, just guessing, aren't they?
Yeah. Random, isn't it?
I bet Captain Sir Tom's daughter was involved with that as well. Do you hear what she's come up with now? Is what he would have wanted, she said. It's what he would have wanted. What? Embezzlement. That's what he wanted.
He loved it.
That's why he was walking. Got to get.
You got a theory.
Got to get the embezzlement out of my system.
I'm not going to say on here. I might get in trouble.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll save that for later. I'll make a note of that.
Yeah, the doomsday clock. They're like it's quarter to doomsday. And I'm like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Do you remember also Advent crowns? So they used to get candles.
Coat hangers.
Put candles on coat hangers and set fire to your flat.
And tinsel as well.
Yeah.
Incredibly flammable material.
Don't forget to soak them in petrol first.
How many Christmas
used to make them every year? That was when it was Christmas for me every year, the Blue Peter candle thing.
Tinsel on a coat hanger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just for the abortionists out there.
Oh, no. Images in my mind.
It was talking to the slippery abortionist. Was that Ironside?
Yes.
Ironside
did talk to a slippery abortionist. Yeah. Yeah, he did.
This one, Radio Times, the one.
It must have done him in because there wasn't any Ironside
on. Really?
That must have been his final case.
He's gone on holiday to Morocco.
Anyway, that was Dad's Army. Everyone, that was Dad's Army.
Right, that's Dad's Army.
Thank you.
Done.
No, after that was High Adventure.
Hello, High Adventure.
Hello, High Adventure. High Adventure. Yeah. It's called Fury at Furnace Creek.
Mm.
Western starring Victor Mature. Mm. Yes. A falsely accused army general penetrates a gang.
Oh. Well.
Bloody hell.
Uh-oh. Okay, boys, looks like... Oh, blimey, what the hell's that? Victor Mature's penetrated this part of the game. Yep, there you go. See, we think he bummed them. Yep. That's all we're saying. Anyway, after that, the Royal Castle Show.
Yay!
It's the Royal Castle Show. He's got guests. Oh, no, he's got guests.
No one's ever said this before, but I think we're sleeping on Roy Castle. I think that the UK.
Baby sleeping.
No one said this before, but Tom slept with Roy Castle.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. No one said it before.
I wish.
I'm sorry, we have to say. He's got two guests.
Yeah.
He's got Cliff Richard.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know. And... Oh. He's got little Ronnie C. Ronnie Corbett.
Oh.
Can you imagine?
I'm so small I could fit in the trumpet.
And Roy goes, go on then, get in. And I really don't want to get in, you little shit.
And then he plays a really high note and Ronnie shoots out.
Yeah, Ronnie shoots out. Yeah, yeah. And then lands into Elaine Page and then she starts singing. She's asleep. Smack and she's only me.
I think that's when Cliff Richard, when he sings Living Doll, he's talking about Ronnie Corbett. He thinks that Ronnie Corbett's an alive doll.
He's got him. Is he trying to kill him, do you think?
Yeah, yeah.
Or he could be talking about Roald Dahl.
Oh, I see.
Roald Dahl.
Got some crying, talking, popular novel writing.
Roald Dahl. Got myself a wanking.
Roald Dahl's just sat in the corner going, what the fuck is going on?
These little blank over his legs.
Roald Dahl. He knocked on his shed and started singing that through the keyhole. You've got yourself a...
Well, Lloyd Grossman does it.
Yeah. Through the singing... Hang on, what's
through the singing keyhole.
Through the singing keyhole. Only about Roald Dahl. It must be done by Cliff Richard.
And they're also doing surgery.
Here's whose house it is. You already know whose house it is. Oh, sorry, it's not him. It's now...
And here's whose house it is.
Now, Roald, who do you think lives here? Me.
Me? Okay.
Well, that's fine. Let's look at the clues. Roald, what are the clues? Well, I live here. So that's the clue. Do you live here?
Yes. Well, let's find out. We know!
Have we discussed this before, how one episode of Through the Keyhole had people who were, like, in a hostage siege? And it's like, how...
yeah, you did mention this.
Yeah.
Here's whose house it is. Is this, hang on, is this Lloyd, or is this later on with, and here's whose house it is?
Well, it was both all the time.
Yeah,
Lloyd was the man.
Oh, Lloyd did
the...
Yeah, but do you know who took over from that a bit later on?
No. Keith Lemon.
Avid Marion, yeah.
I'm in your house.
I'm pissing in your sink.
Yeah.
All that.
I can't wait
imagine.
For that to be cancelled. He's so close to being cancelled.
All the time. People just go, oh, yeah, he was really misogynistic to me.
Yeah, he's an absolute nightmare. Wandering around.
People don't even know his real name. That's how weird it all is. They think he's called Keith Lemon.
He's not called Keith Lemon.
No.
He's called Arthur Orange.
His name's Ivan the Terrible.
It's Arthur Arthur Knight.
So anyway.
That's a low blow.
So there were... Hang on. So the person whose house it was somebody who was taken hostage?
Yeah, it was two Iranian hostages.
Like Terry Waite?
Yeah, but not Terry Waite. And it was like
Holy
John
shit.
McCarthy? Possibly, yeah.
Is there anyone known?
Not really. But the ones
and here's whose house it is. It's Brendan.
Like, it'll be guys that won the Order of Merit, and you'd be like, how are you meant to know anything about this? Mm. Yeah, really
Some of them
poor.
Are so tenuous when they go, here's whose house it is, and it's like, it's the woman who had four lines on Emmerdale 10 years ago. And they all go, and I like the way the panel have to go, of course it's her, going, I have no idea who you are.
No.
Amazing. Anyway, that was High Adventure at Fury Furnace 3. No, that was Roy Castle Show, sorry.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
When, after that was a party political broadcast on behalf of the Liberal Party.
Oh.
Hello, we're the Liberal. Hello.
Who would have been the Liberal leader at that stage?
David Steele! No, Dr. David Owen and David Steele, would that be? No, 70s.
That's not his dog, Tuggy, isn't he Scottish?
No, he talked like that.
It would have been like Jeremy
Thorpe.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Ooh.
Not sure.
Do you want to watch
not
a party
sure.
political broadcast on behalf of him?
No.
He's like...
Paddington wanders in and says, I haven't had my national insurance card.
Oh. Yeah, who was the leader of the... Who cares?
We haven't got time to look it
we
up.
We just haven't got time. And even if we had time, no. Let's just say it was Nookie Bear.
Yeah.
After the political blow...
He had a rosette, so it might have been.
He did. Yeah. Yes. This must have been why I said it.
Yeah.
There you go. And of course, he was far from liberal, unfortunately. His material with Roger DeCourcy is quite blue.
Yeah.
And I don't mean conservative, I mean filth. after grandstand again.
Oh my god.
In 10
late night grandstand.
Till midnight.
Grandstand nights.
Grandstand.
Your mama's grandstand.
It's time for late night grandstand. Hush, hush.
We're going to Bukkake from Helsinki.
Now it's time for the naked discus. Good
pork
Lord.
Javelin.
The hop, skip and fuck. anyway, on BBC Two, programme started at a refreshing 3 o'clock, as normal.
Of course.
With Saturday Cinema, of course. Oh. And this one's called If You Feel Like Singing. Do you feel like singing? If You Feel Like Singing. Mm-hmm. A musical story, Judy Garland and Gene Kelly.
Lovely.
Oh,
lovely.
If You Feel Like Singing. No.
Everyone.
Do you feel like singing? No, I'm more of a dance man.
Anyway, was it closed down after that?
No, it was highlights from The Trooping of the Colour.
That was on
earlier.
Yeah, yeah. I remember that.
Then it closed down.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Then it closed down for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Then it opened up again at 7:45 with news, sports and weather.
Ah, nice.
And then after that was Polish Mime Ballet Theatre.
Oh.
There's no commas in that. It's Polish Mime Ballet Theatre. or one sentence.
Sounds good.
If you're struggling to get into Polish Mime Ballet Theatre...
Yeah.
What do you think you're in?
You can always
be?
Go downtown.
What is our in?
What's your in? What's right. going to get you hooked? I reckon a dance drama concerning a Japanese tailor's apprentice with an appetite for bloodshed.
Oh, that's good.
As a Polish mime dancer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what you do. Because that's what you got.
That's what's happening.
What? Anyway, there you go. So there was that.
Yeah.
For 2.5 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
Then it was Gardener's World.
Yay.
Hey. Percy Thrower, live in Sissinghurst. Why is that funny? Sissinghurst is a very funny name. Sissinghurst.
Yeah, Sissinghurst.
Ada and Sissinghurst. Anyway, there you go. Live in Sissinghurst. And then, of course, it was Now and Then. Oh, Now God. And Then.
Oh, dear.
No, it's got nothing to do with him, don't worry. I just somehow went slightly into Savile. Didn't mean to.
Yeah.
It's Now and Then. It's called Celestial Symphony.
Ooh.
Six lady musicians entertain some visitors to an antique sphere. Fear.
That sounds
fair.
Nice.
Fair.
An antique sphere. So they turn up to an antiques fair. Mm. Is this the antiques fair? Oh, look, there's six wonderful ladies.
What does it fucking look like, bitch?
Hosted by Freddy Krueger.
Welcome to the antiques fair, bitch. It's your worst nightmare.
Is that why members of the public have to go to sleep?
Yeah.
To meet Freddy. Who's
Welcome to my nightmare, bitch.
Who values your object.
You got any tea towels?
Yeah, bitch, they're over there.
So Freddy, oh, God, you're horrible. This is my picture. Let me rip through with my hands, bitch. How is it worth? Nothing now, bitch. Ripped into shreds. Now give me your chance. And then she wakes up.
The picture's ripped.
Yeah. It was a bad booking in the end, but he signed a three series
deal, I'm afraid. Yeah. And,
Was that him or Freddie Starr? I think they chose
wisely. Yeah.
It's rather Kruger. It's the only show we had to fall asleep to it.
Yeah.
To actually watch it. If you were awake, it was just static for 30 minutes on your telly.
Freddie Starr's not still with us, is he?
No.
Because there was a lot of debate recently.
He'd be banning in hell. He's not banning in hell.
But like, as Les Dennis is doing Strictly, but Les Dennis looks a lot like
he's out already.
He's already
out.
But he looks a lot like Keith Chegwin, who's sadly no longer with us. Looks a bit like Freddie Starr.
Freddie Starr.
And that other was he? Wayne?
This is Aretha, British comedy.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the funniest thing he ever did.
There's that one. Did you watch Stuart Millard's Palladium video? The one he played Indiana Jones.
Yes. Yeah.
About him as well.
Yes, of course. The mullet.
Wayne Price or something.
Wayne Price.
Wayne Price, bitch.
Hello, we enjoy your videos, Miss Millard. Please, I enjoyed the one recently that was, I think one I actually remembered watching, which was the pantomime that was the Indiana Jones recent one, wasn't it? Yeah, really fun. Hey, we're there, Jimmy Cricket.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Jimmy
Come
Cricket.
Come here, there's more.
This is a Ming Vars, bitch! Which he then sort of inserts into it, I presume, because Freddie could do all
into
that sort
face.
Of stuff.
Yeah,
smash it into her face, but then her face somehow becomes moulded with
the
Ming Vars.
He liked the ironic death, didn't he? So she'd have like the
death.
Was
what you liked, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So... She'd be Ming the Merciless.
Sent back to the Ming Dynasty.
She was sent back to the Ming Dynasty, but as Ming the Merciless, Flash Gordon.
And then was killed for being offensive.
And then she was shattered.
Mm. Oh, yeah, no, shattered's good.
She'd be shattered, wouldn't she?
Shattered like by a hammer, gavel.
Yeah,
like that soldier in
Top
Secret.
Freddy's face on it.
Yes.
I'm a gavel, bitch!
Hope you like cheeks, bitch. You are one now.
Antiques. Bitch. It doesn't matter who's on it, male, female, they're all bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, Freddy Krueger always.
Freddy, but he's got a dickie bow on to denote that he's. That's amazing.
Yeah, he looks like Tim.
Tim Westcott. Winterkund.
No, where's he going to go when he goes?
Bargains! He goes bargains with a little gaff in his teeth. Join us next week. Yes! And they have to go, yes.
Yes. To pretend.
Oh.
Actually, because to be fair.
The anniversary episode. Yes, bitch. Oh.
David Dickinson does look like he's been damaged in a fire, doesn't he?
He does, yeah.
So he's the most closest to. Yeah. In the auction.
He looks like someone made a sculpture out of distressed wood on a beach. And there's hung some Roman coins around it. Mm.
It's the point where it is now a hate crime, isn't it, his skin? Like, yeah. It's not acceptable.
Anyway, that was, what was that? Oh, that was Now and Then.
Now and Then.
Six lady musicians entertain some visitors to Freddy Krueger's Antiques Roadshow show. Bitch! Where he rips up the antique, smashes it, and then punishes you for being there by putting you into the very antique. So if it was Constable's Haywayne, it'd be in Constable's Haywayne, but with all the hay going up your arse.
Oh, yeah.
And a pitchfork through your stomach.
Pitchfork through your stomach, and then he goes, Haywayne, you bitch! And that's the da-da-da-da, bitch, da-da, da-da, bitch, da-da. Fuddle, bitch, 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 and that'll be back next same time next week.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
After Now and Then, Six Lady Musicians Entertainers Visitors to an Antiques Fair was Review, a weekly arts magazine. A gripping new ballet about the crucifixion of Christ is reviewed in that one.
Goodness me.
A ballet about the crucifixion of Christ.
Wayne sleep for 3 days.
Wayne sleep on a cross for 3 days.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't move much if you're on a cross, ballet-wise.
Keep you on your toes, though.
Yeah.
You've got like an animatronic cross, and that, the animatronic cross moves. That does plies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who knows? Anyway, after that was Disco 2.
Okay.
Tommy Vance is back.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And now, of course, last time he spoke to Fleetwood Mac.
Yes.
How can this get better? Well, he's talking to Bob Darin. Yeah. and also the rock band Free.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And then after that, Closed.
Yeah.
So that was your television highlights of BBC 1 and BBC 2.
Right. Mm-hmm. We've got 25 minutes.
Shit.
Let's do this.
Let's do it.
Strap in.
Inferno. Part 6. Tommy Vance.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Yeah. So they need to restore power to the TARDIS.
Yeah.
We left them in that room.
Yes.
Yeah. With the Primoid trying to get in.
Yeah, yeah.
But they've only got a fire extinguisher as a weapon.
Which, as we know, is good.
It's fine.
Yeah.
So they've only got one.
Oh, we've got one.
And then Sutton goes, oh, I've been such a fool. Mm. The coolant reserve is one monster-sized fire extinguisher.
And we're sat on top of it.
But we need to fight our way to it.
Yeah.
So the brigade leader, meanwhile, is using up their only extinguisher, but going a bit extinguisher crazy.
He's a bit trigger-happy, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a bit trigger-happy.
Yeah.
Compressor-happy.
But Sutton is able to get to the coolant, and he holds them back while the doctor, love it because it's the 1970s, I love the doctor's like, I'll just get out a screwdriver.
Yeah.
And he says, Sutton asked Dr. How he will stop the drilling in the other world.
Mm.
Mm.
He said, I don't know. So we come back to the other world.
Yeah.
The Brigadier has no news on the Doctor. Yeah. And Starman won't come as he's too busy to bally words with a pompous military idiot.
Yes.
The Brigadier has none of it.
Yeah.
No.
Shouts at him.
Ridiculous.
Meanwhile, Liz is checking over the TARDIS console, mm-hmm. and Sutton turns up through the magic doors.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
and he wants to have a nose about. He said that no one's seen the Doctor go.
Yeah,
and he says, "Why are you hanging around here?" She says, "I'm just hanging around in case he comes back."
Yeah.
So Sutton says, "I'm a bit worried he might have got blown up, and that you might be covering it up,
right?
And you might have killed him."
Yeah.
And then he says, "When all this and the Keith, so Keith's vanished as well.
Vanished.
Now.
Yeah, he's mm-hmm. vanished now."
So meanwhile, the Brigadier speaks to Stahlman.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, "Look, so Keith disappeared." And Stan was like, "Oh, good." Hey, he didn't. So he says, "Well, I think until we find Sir Keith and the Doctor, we should probably delay the drilling." But Starman's having none of that.
None of that.
Is the time frame here like an hour? Like, has the whole of Inferno been an hour? Yeah, like, I where think so. Two people have been murdered and.
But that's the same as every standard Doctor Who, isn't it? Where they turn up and go, "This is the will of the Kytons for the millennia until the day the Doctor arrives."
Yeah, yeah.
And then within an hour it all happens.
That's true.
That's the logic, isn't it?
Yeah.
So on the other world, the Doctor is trying to restore the power to the TARDIS console.
Yes.
Brigade leader is being horrible to Miss Williams.
Mm. Oh. Vicious. Oh.
Stahlman is out and about while the Doctor and Sutton get some cable. He says about Batman being near a rocket.
Oh, what did you expect? Batman piloting a rocket ship?
Yeah.
And I'm like, that would they know Batman in the parallel universe? Or would he be called like...
He's Catwoman.
Catwoman. Yeah.
Catwoman, which means Catwoman is something else. Catwoman's Batman.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know what Batman is.
Yeah.
We haven't got time for that.
But it's weird. I wonder if the crossover.
Captain Scarlet operating the Enterprise. Too many references now.
Yeah, it's weird.
We don't like it. In fact, I didn't even like it when he says Batman and rocket ship. It's like, Doctor Who shouldn't know about Batman. No.
Yeah, yeah. Especially John Pertwee.
No. Yeah, he just wouldn't know, would he?
No.
No.
Miss Williams, meanwhile, her rewiring of the console hasn't worked.
Yeah.
Well, she's rushing. And the Briggs guy's like, get on with it.
Yeah. For God's sake, what are you doing, you stupid fucking cow?
Yeah. He's like, everything's overheating and I need to be exact. Well, hurry up, you harridan.
So they run to the Doctor and Sutton and they're like, what are you doing here? She's like, well, I didn't work.
Having a kiss.
Everyone's quite philosophical about it. The Doctor's like, well, we're all going to die.
Yeah.
Brigade leader, though, is like, ah.
It's hysterical.
Yeah. Sutton has had enough and he says, "You're finished, Brigade Leader," and then they have a fight.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Proper fight. And Brigade Leader gets his ass kicked.
Yeah.
He does.
He's an army man.
I know.
How's he getting his ass kicked?
First, no depth perception.
This is the first time he gets to play a man not in control, isn't it?
And, fantastic.
And being a fucking dweeb and a loser. when the shit comes down, he's a coward and a scaredy cat. It's fucking great fun. He had so much fun doing it, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Miss Williams has run off.
Mm-hmm.
She's just run off.
And they find her, and she is in the room with a dead Primoid.
Yeah, yeah.
But she's done her rewiring, and this time it's only bloody worked.
It's only worked.
So Brigade Leader, meanwhile, is like, "Not so fast, Doctor. You think you're going? Well, I'm coming with you. And I've got a bloody gun."
Yeah.
And he's about to kill the Doctor.
He's gonna kill the Doctor.
When you hear... And he collapses, and it's Liz.
Yay!
Liz has finally turned.
Liz has shot Brigade Leader.
From the dark side to the good side.
Yeah.
Yeah, she shot him.
So the Doctor narrowly escapes the facility.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Britain itself becomes just full of volcanic eruption.
Yeah.
We get a lovely, is it CSO it's called?
Now? Yes.
A lovely close-up CSO of lava just
approaching
coming towards.
And they're all really screaming. Scary. And,
the end of the world.
End of episode world. Six.
But don't worry, because the Doctor's escaped.
That is the thing. We know he's going to be
fine.
But everyone else is absolutely fucked.
Everyone else is dead.
Yeah.
Just as the lava begins to flow in the alternate reality, Doctor wakes up in his own reality.
Yes.
Meanwhile, Stahlman ignores Miss Williams' safety advice and orders a further acceleration.
Stahlman. But now he's having those little mind bend moments.
Yeah, he keeps stopping and going.
You're all right. Why you got green hairy hands?
Looks like that gif of the dog being shown the cupcakes. Benton arrives and says to the Brigadier, "The Doctor's back."
Mm-hmm.
He says it like that. He's back.
Doctor's back.
Doctor's back.
He looks fucking great. Bit too much.
He looks gorgeous.
Yeah.
I gave him a kiss.
First time ever. I just had uncontrollable urge to give him a kiss. Full on the lips.
Yeah.
And I cupped his balls. Benton!
Well, I did. So Sutton tells Stahlman he must stop what he's doing.
Yeah.
But he ignores him and keeps freezing. Like we mentioned.
Sutton
tells him, "Well, you can blow yourself up to kingdom come for all I care. I'm out of here."
Yeah, yeah.
And Miss Williams is like, "Oh, Sutton, don't go." And he's like, "Well, no one listens to me around here." She's like, "Well, To be honest, the only reason I'm here is because I have, you know, I like you being around.
Yeah.
You kind of like you being around.
And he's like, oh, and he stops being angry.
And I'm on the rebound.
He stops being angry. He's like, whoa, maybe you're not just here for the science.
You'd like to join me later in a Trust House Forte.
For another bit of drilling. Doctor sort of wakes up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He says, number two output pipe. Yeah. Number two output pipe.
And then farts. Because yeah, he's talking about his number two output pipe.
And then someone says, God, the number two output pipe's just blown. How would
like
he know?
It's almost like he knew.
How would he know?
And then the doctor goes, oh, reverse all systems immediately.
Yeah.
This is when I thought he was going to say reverse the polarity.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, he's sadly not.
So they'd like, well, we better do that. And they say, will that work? Mm. And he's like, yeah, I think it would. Mm-hmm. Sutton says.
He also said, reverse my pants immediately. He's come back and then the wrong way around.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
And he shits through his knob.
Shits through his knob.
Oh, so he's got it on the, it comes out the fly.
Yeah. And he's got two lungs. Hang on. That's fine. He's got four lungs.
Four lungs
and two tarts instead of hearts. He's got two tarts. Cream tarts instead of hearts now, because that's what happens in the parent.
And his hands are now his feet, and his feet are
In fact, he's a candy man.
Awful.
So Liz tells Sutton what the doctor said, and he says it could be done, as it was once done in Arabia.
Sure. Oh, he talks about how he's been out in Kuwait, doesn't he? Is that part of he's been working in Kuwait?
There's lots of... Well, the doctor goes, oh, I've seen this in Krakatoa. And Sutton's going, oh, I've seen this in... Everyone's doing something, isn't it?
Everyone seems to have seen a lot of this before.
They never saw it. I saw that in a Lido in Cornwall.
So they do it, and the Sutton's like, wow, that doctor of ours is very clever.
He's clever. Mm. Yeah, wow.
Meanwhile, Starman's livid.
Yeah.
He's gone livid.
So the doctor wakes up and says, oh, Brigadier, you look better with a moustache.
Yeah.
I like that.
He's like, you fucking, he's mental now.
Well, no, this is like, he's gone doolally now.
Because he says where he's been and they're all like, oh, stop mucking about.
Which is weird to go stop mucking about when you go, you're talking to the Time Lord.
Mm. People always
go through time and space. Anyway, sure.
And just as it looks like, they believe him, and everything's fine. Sir Keith just walks in with his arm in a sling.
Yeah.
Hello.
The doctor says, Sir Keith, you're not dead. He says, no, I'm not.
No,
I just wanted to touch you to see if you are not dead. Brigadier's like, oh, my God.
Although he could be like, that's not actually in the context that he was abducted and in a car accident.
Yeah.
You would be happy someone wasn't dead. It's not the most insane thing to say to someone.
But he says he's arrived to put charges on Starman for making his driver delay his London trip, and also his behaviour has been totally
unacceptable.
Thoroughly un-British.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. He says if we don't do something quickly, there'll be a disaster. Mm. I've seen it. It's called Time in the Rani. The doctor urgently tries to have the drilling stopped, and starts to prove that he's not mad.
Yeah,
he grabs a wrench and starts smashing up a terminal. And he gets arrested and removed.
Yeah,
take him to the medical bay.
Yeah, and Sir Keith tells Starman he will need to report to the minister as his conduct has been awful.
Yes,
he doesn't care though, does he? No. He doesn't care.
Doctor, though, escapes the soldiers and runs into another Primord.
Oh, no.
Doctor does a Venusian neck pinch.
Yep.
He goes, sorry, gentlemen.
He also finds a fire extinguisher.
Another one just on the pile.
In the fire extinguisher shop.
Yeah.
That video, if you know that video from Scarface where they're just counting loads of money, that's people who sell fire extinguishers. Yeah. Part of the world.
It was always a dodgy van. Dodgy van on every street corner. You want a fire extinguisher? Do I ever?
Sir Keith says he can't stop the drilling as there's no proof of an emergency.
Mm. Just everywhere.
Just as murdered. The door opens, the Starman comes out looking like Team Wolf's dad.
A chilly Team Wolf's dad.
Yeah.
The teeth are so dreadful because they're just plastic Dracula fangs, aren't they?
And the actor, I think, has really enjoyed playing like the character, then enjoyed playing the sort of even more evil version again. I bet he hates having to put on all that makeup and be like,
and just
there.
Go,
But according to Wikipedia,
he loved
the slower the slower pace of the drilling means that he transforms into a Primord before the crust is penetrated instead of afterwards, so he apparently changes quicker.
Oh,
yeah.
But he's the one who took the longest to change.
Yeah.
I don't understand
that. No.
Weirdly.
So then the doctor squirts fire extinguisher at him.
Of course. Because they don't like the cold.
No. Yeah,
apparently.
Mm? The drilling is stopped in time. The Earth's core, isn't it?
Even though Starman has sabotaged the buffer controls.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It could have been anything at this stage. Like, they don't like cheese.
Yeah.
And there'd be Stilton everywhere.
So. The drilling has stopped.
Good, finally.
And then the doctor sings, shine on Martian Moon.
Over the sky.
Again, that's a John Pertwee thing, isn't
Yeah, 100%.
I could shine on Harvey Moon, but I'll sing like I've been to Mars.
Yeah, Martian Moon. Venusian something and Martian something else.
So we find out that Sutton and Miss Williams have gone off together.
Aww.
So they're a happy couple.
Trust that, Forte.
And John, I'm sorry, the doctor is satisfied that the TARDIS console is now working. He says, well...
That's me done.
The Brigadier starts having a go, and he goes, I've had all I can stand of this pompous, self-opinionated idiot here.
Whoa.
But also goes to Liz, bye.
Yeah, he goes, I'll miss you, Liz.
Yeah. But not that.
Liz, I'll miss you.
I'll miss you, Liz.
And then he disappears.
Gone.
And then a second later, he appears at the door covered in shit.
Love it so much.
So funny.
May as well have a banana peel on his
head.
It's so brilliant. Some flies going around him.
Yeah.
So they landed over there, and she goes, the rubbish tip.
The rubbish tip.
You. The latrine.
Yeah.
The spunk bucket.
The cage full of paedophiles permanently on fire.
Up Benton's anus.
Up Benton's outstretched anus over a hula hoop.
So then the doctor with a tail between his legs says to the brig, I don't suppose you'd lend me some men to bring the console back, would you?
Yeah.
And he's like, pompous, self-opinionated idiot, I believe you said, Doctor.
Meow.
With Liz laughing.
Yeah.
This one ends like a Thundercats episode.
Yeah.
Doctor's covered in shit.
Earlier on this episode, you saw someone driving with a stranger. You should never do that.
You should never do that.
Yeah.
I appeared 20 yards that way. What, inside the syringe bin of all the AIDS victims we've been experimenting on? Two syringes sticking out of his eye.
There we go.
Oh, Jeff Cape's arsehole.
Last episode of Inferno. It's time to score them.
Oh, yes.
We must score them.
We're going to score it ourselves.
Oh, Lord. Oh, yeah, 100. Well, fire extinguishers.
Fire extinguishers.
Because
we've seen 100 of them in this.
Yeah.
100 fire extinguishers.
Who wants to go first?
You,
because you started.
I'll go first.
You started this.
Well, what a wonderful story. Mm-hmm. It's entertaining all the way through. I think the pace keeps up all the way through as well.
Yep.
I think that Pertwee's never been finer.
Yep.
The brig, you know, Nicholas Courtney's having lots of fun. Mm-hmm. Caroline John is always delightful. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know someone, we balked at someone giving it 100, but I think I'm going to give it 95.
Holy moly.
95 fire extinguishers. Who's next?
Ooh, I'll go next. Okay. I can't give it 95. I do like it.
Yeah.
It starts off as a very pedestrian story and then gets brilliant for three episodes because I think the parallel universe is what saves it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so lovely to see Evil Brig and Evil Liz. That's the highlight of the whole thing for me. Weirdly, it's a bit repetitive in the sense of you have to do the same thing twice.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I don't like the thing that annoys me is that there's no reason for whatever they're called. I keep forgetting their name.
Primoids.
Mm-hmm. At all. Mm-hmm. How they form, why they're there, and what they want to do, which is always a shame.
Mm-hmm.
However, it's a cracking script. I don't think it could have been 7. I think it could have been 5.
Yeah.
Quite nice. It could have been a really nice 5 as well. However, it's brimming with energy. Pertwee is brilliant fun. And he's half buccaneer, half whatever he does. He guns like fuck. It's hilarious fun. And for an Earthbound one, it's just pacey as whatever.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it 80.
80.
Because it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really, really like it.
3.
Mm-hmm. No, I really, really liked it. I really enjoyed it. I think it could have been 5 or 4 even.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe 5, actually. I do think there's a couple of episodes too long.
Mm.
But I really, really liked it. John Pertwee's so good, and everyone in this is great, and it's lovely to see everyone playing different roles.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give it 80.
80!
Oh, it's done very well.
Yeah, it has. It 255 fire extinguishers, which I think there are more in the actual episode than there are here, but 255! Have we got any correspondence, Mr. John Rain?
We have, sir, yes. 2 cookies and a Coke says, give me a Metal Gear Solid game with this as an optional skin for Snake.
Rob Law says, I'm really sorry, going against the grain, but I find it staggeringly overrated.
Ooh.
Just a bunch of people standing around talking about whether or not to stop drilling for 7 episodes. It has a few moments, but I'm not hugely keen on it.
Oh, fair enough.
Fair enough.
Brendan Quinn says, the brigade leader is so chilling. I love Courtney's relishing playing an evil part.
Mm.
Mark Hevingham says, Don Houghton is one of the show's best writers, yet it's hardly mentioned. This and, in my opinion, Superior Mind of Evil are Adult Who at their best.
Mm.
Inferno is let down only by the joke shop teeth primoids that were just not required. Yep. Aside from this, 7 shockingly great episodes. Nick H says...
absolutely right. You don't need those plastic fangs.
No.
Yeah,
if they just coloured their teeth blue,
that would have been just as fine.
Yeah. Or black. You know, just... Yeah. That would have been lovely. Yeah.
Nick H says, my favourite classic Who story. It was so excited when the ABC Down Under showed this in 1986. It was one of those mystery stories that no one talked about in a season that few had seen at the time. I had severe VCR timer anxiety while taping it. Wonderful stuff. Sounds like Nick's from Down Under. Thanks for listening, Mick. Tinted Who says, this episode is so good that I found myself near the end thinking to myself, this is from the same show that gave us the Crotons.
Way of the Crotons.
Ben Cowdell says, the Inferno alternate universe is of the wheezing groaning sound is probably called the Grunting Burning Ground.
No.
We've established.
Clear-throated tuneful.
Pippa Musgrove says, teef, airy teef, as Bert would say. Phil Scary
never
says,
say such a thing. No, you're right, you would.
Phil Scary says, the sense of a British racist state is quite believably and uneasily realised. The Watcher 1963 says, the one where padding a story out doesn't feel like padding.
Yeah.
Also, Pertwee nearly ripped off the poor bastard stuntman's leg when he was driving Bessie like a drugged up teen going to McDonald's. And that's it.
Lovely stuff.
And we made it in the time.
We did. We did it in time. We might go back to doing individual stories for our next batch. We're just going to discuss that next. And obviously, do get in contact with, via Twitter or something if you have any suggestions. Thank you to all our patrons as well who allow us to meet in person.
Yes.
And also, patrons, if you want us to do other patron-based stuff, do let us know what you'd like us to watch.
Yes, of course. Yeah,
that's always brilliant fun.
Yeah, we're enjoying that a lot.
Yeah.
But until next time. Oh, and also, I forgot. Well, this will
be—it's
not my birthday. This will probably be the last set of stories we do where we've had to sit through BritBox.
Because
as of the 1st of November, they're all going to be on. They're all going to be on iPlayer.
Finally, I can search for it and not go on BritBox and write Doctor, and the BritBox goes, nope, didn't want Doctor W. They're like, Doctor Kildare? No. And Doctor WH. They're like, no. Doctor Who. They go, oh, you want Doctor Who? Yeah, definitely Doctor Who.
Thank you, Russell.
The only thing I ever searched for it on it, and it still doesn't get.
Oh my god. I only watch Doctor Who and it's still like Fat Friends. And I'm like, not Fat Friends.
Fat Friends.
The one that's like really being sold hard at the minute.
First thing I did when that announcement came out was I cancelled my ITVX subscription.
Yeah, there you go.
First thing I did.
Brilliant. That means mine's cancelled then.
Yeah. So we might expand it out also. Like, we probably won't do all the animation ones, partly because we'll end up just making fun of the animation.
Yeah, I want to do some though, because some are beautiful. Some I genuinely are think are lovely. Yeah. Some of the Triton ones are really lovely.
So we're open to those, but that's expanded out the possibilities of Wheezing. Mm-hmm.
Also, we have to do them because they're Doctor Who.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so that's very exciting. So that is another option as well. But until next time.
Keep a wheezing and a groaning.
Bye.
What's he say on Antiques Roadshow? Bitch!
Keep wheezing and groaning, bitch.
Keep wheezing and groaning, bitch.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.